Annunciation, post 901. Sight, a Catholic church during Mass. Casualties, 2 children dead, ages 8 and 10, 14 children wounded between the ages of 6 and 15, 3 elderly parishioners wounded. Number traumatized, unknown. Perpetrator, single white male, aged 23. The definition of murder: the unlawful premeditated killing of one human being by another. The definition of repetition: the recurrence of an action or event, a thing repeated. The definition of madness: a state of frenzied or chaotic activity, a state of severe mental illness. The definition of madness: a bland acceptance of the murder of children. The definition of outrage: an extremely strong reaction of anger, shock, or indignation. The definition of useless outrage: a pointless and futile reaction to the repeated murder of children. The definition of thoughts and prayers: thoughts and prayers is a phrase commonly used by politicians, public figures, and celebrities, particularly in the United States, as a condolence after a deadly event, such as a natural disaster or mass shooting. The definition of motherfuckers: every politician and figure of note who has offered thoughts and prayers as a substitute for action after the murder of children. The definition of apocalypse approaching: the sense that the end is near, that catastrophes are at hand, that signs and wonders are filling the air. Numbers: as of 2024, the K-12 school shooting database uses an inclusive definition that includes any incident when a gun has been brandished, fired, or when a bullet has hit school property, regardless of the number of victims, time, day, or reason. Using that criteria, there have been at least 2,032 school shootings since Columbine, and the number of incidents each year has risen dramatically in recent years. There have been 95 incidents so far in 2024, and last year they climbed to a record high, 348. Pedicide is the specific word coined to describe the murder of children. It sounds just ugly enough. Maybe if we gathered in the streets outside politicians' homes, or in the halls of Congress, and howled and tore our hair and stripped to sackcloth and poured ashes onto our heads. Maybe if we gathered at the doors of politicians' homes and howled and showed our teeth and battered at their doors.